once again in Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. I want you to imagine with me a Christmas that you have had. It may have been a recent Christmas or maybe back to your childhood. I want you to consider the anticipation you felt. For maybe when we were young children, you were looking forward to what was going to be underneath the tree. You had asked your mother and father what you had wanted for Christmas, and you were hoping that as they wrapped the gifts and you had seen the tree and had seen the gifts grow underneath that tree up until Christmas Day, you were hoping that whatever package had your name on it, that that gift was the one that you had asked for. Maybe for some of you, the anticipation was not necessarily in the gifts underneath the tree, but it was the time that you were going to spend with your families. You were anticipating spending time with your loved ones that you haven't seen in a long time. And you found that they were coming to your house. And as they were coming to your house, you were all excited about spending that time with them, sharing lives that you haven't, since you have not seen them beforehand. Or maybe for some of us, you were anticipating going out into the world, being with others, knowing at this time of year, unlike other times of the year, people were nice to each other. People said hello to you. They wouldn't mind if you cut in line or took the gift that they were looking for at the department store. Maybe for some of you today, your anticipation on that day, whether it's with family and friends or whether it was a gift underneath the tree, maybe you were anticipating a sense of joy. Or maybe for some of you, it wasn't even about family or gifts. It was about going to church and learning all year long, and especially during that time of Advent and Christmas, that there was a Savior that has come for you. And you were looking forward to seeing the plays or the pageants that the church had put on. And once more, that you have went through another time of seeing baby Jesus in the manger and retelling the Christmas story. People were having, and maybe you may be experiencing that situation, some joy. A joy that you never felt before, and the joy that you haven't seen since in your life. And it seems like this past time of Advent and Christmas, we have experienced that joy. But as soon as either December 26th rolled around, or maybe for some of us, January the 2nd, we've gone back to life as it is, have we not? That joy that we formerly had after we have opened the gifts and after our loved ones have gone back to their respective places of homes and after the churches have cleaned up all the Christmas trees and taken down all the garlands, we're back to life as it is. And for many people, there's not that sense of overwhelming joy anymore as it had been just a few short weeks ago. So as we continue the new year, as we say Happy New Year and give everybody greetings and let them know how was their Christmas and everything else, how can we have that joy, that overwhelming joy, back in our lives again that we had experienced as Christmas time and the new year is over? We find out here in this particular story that there were three wise men. Men as far as we know of. And believe it or not, they were not actually kings. They were actually magicians or sorcerers that had come from the east. And as they had come from the east, their specialty was to look at, as astrologers, read the stars and see what the galaxies had said to them. And had they seen this particular star, maybe the star is something they had seen before, maybe it was something they had not seen before, but you can imagine that these three men were taken up by the star, and they wanted to follow it wherever it went. Out of all the stars that move in the sky, in the galaxy, they focused on this one star. And they saw that it was moving, and they said to themselves, well, maybe we ought to follow this star. And so they started working and start walking from maybe Babylon or Arabia or Syria, and they start making their way west until they came to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was a holy city. And I want you also to keep in mind that these three men were not Jewish. They came from a different place and a different way of life and a different way of doing things. But as they came into Jerusalem that was occupied by the Romans, and also as they went to see King Herod, they wanted to ask King Herod, where is the child who has been born the king of the Jews? And you can imagine as these three men were in front of Herod, not knowing exactly what they wanted, had seen that they were carrying chests of treasures with them. The first thing that Herod was thinking was like, oh no, there's only one king here. You see, some people still today are threatened by the presence of Jesus. See, because, number one, remember the Romans and the Jewish people did not have the greatest relationship, number one. And number two is there's somebody else who is a king in the area in which I am in charge of. Oh, no, that cannot happen. And the text tells us here that when he had heard that question, King Herod, that all of them were frightened. Because that is a threat to his kingdom. And so he gathered all of them together and asked them, where is the Messiah going to be born? And the scribes had told him that they were going to be born in Bethlehem, the land of Judah. And they recited the scripture back unto King Herod, that he is going to be a ruler who is going to shepherd the people of Israel. So you know, if you're in charge and you have a rival, what do you do? Do you put your hand out to them and say, come on and rule with me? Or do you try to get rid of them? I believe that Herod chose the latter part. So Herod had told the three men, I tell you, when you find out where the star stops and you find out this child, let me know so I can pay him homage as well. Now, we all know what Herod was going to do to the boy if he saw him. He was not going to be alive any longer. And so he was going to use the three wise men, unwittingly by the three of them, to get rid of Jesus. But yet the wise men had still seen this star. And they decided to follow this star. And you can imagine in their travels from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, they walked day and night, and a little while they got tired a little bit. Whenever they stopped, the star stopped with them, and then when they got ready to go, the star kept on going. And as it stopped, they had seen this child named Jesus. They had seen this child that somehow let them know that this child named Jesus was going to be special. And the text tells us when they had seen him and when the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Joy just in the fact of seeing a child. Now, many of us in this place are aware when someone has a baby, we look at the child with joy, do we not? Because that child represents some type of hope for us going forward. We look at it, and I know when I look at a child, I look at my age now. I've had the possibilities of doing some things, but this child will do something hopefully even greater than I have ever done. And we want the best for this particular child, do we not? We find out that these three men who had come had joy. Now keep in mind, once again, these three were not of the Jewish faith. They came from way east, but somehow it was told unto them that this child is going to be born and this child is going to be important. And for that, brothers and sisters, we ought to have some type of joy. That means that as they gave him honor and respect, maybe for us to have overwhelming joy, to recapture those feelings and those emotions that we had at Advent and Christmas time, for those of you who weren't all that busy. There is joy in Jesus. There is joy in our lives. See, because what we want to do, we go from one high to the next, to the next, to the next, but there are no valleys and peaks knowing Jesus. Now, we go through valleys and peaks within our lives, don't get me wrong, but Jesus has always promised to be with us. Jesus knows what we go through. You see, we could still have some joy like these three men. And when they came, they gave him the gifts. Gold for the monarchy. They gave him frankincense and myrrh, these incenses and these special things that had fragrance to them, that they were expensive for everybody else. They gave him the best. And don't we want the best for our children? Now, some of us, like me, we got hand-me-downs. Y'all got hand-me-downs, too. You know, at least they were clean. I hope they were clean in your situation. You know, our parents want to do the best for us. Do they not? That's what we do for a child. We try to give the child something, if we could possibly do so and afford it. Give our children the best. But often, what do we do with Jesus, and what do we do with church? We tip God, do we not? Other than giving Jesus the best within our lives. We give Jesus and everybody else what's left over instead of giving what we call the first fruits of what we have. But brothers and sisters, as they left and went home by another way, they still had joy within their hearts. Even on seeing Jesus, they still had joy, although they're outside of his presence at this time, going back to where they've come from. But we can today still have joy. You see, believe it or not, Advent and Christmas are not over. Because if we know Jesus, Advent and Christmas is every day. It's every day knowing that there is somebody who's been born in the world just for you. It's understanding, brothers and sisters, that no matter what I go through, we can have that overwhelming joy, just like the three wise men. You see, because let's face it, we can't have joy because we worry too much. Look, if you don't worry, if you don't pray, then don't worry, right? And if you don't worry, don't pray. You see, we cannot, as a people of Christ today, you can't worry and pray at the same time. Because if you worry and pray at the same time, then your faith is something a little bit different, is it not? You see, when we come to God and ask God for things through Christ, you know, we're supposed to come expecting that God will do something. Now, it doesn't always mean that your prayer will be answered in the way you want it to be. But it does mean that God's will is greater than our own will. And God orders our steps. And God knows what's best for us within our lives. Brothers and sisters, the reason why we don't have joy, not to mention overwhelming joy within our lives, because life can steal our joy. Life and the circumstance in which we face can take away all the joy that we have. Because many of us who are gathered here today, we're worried about our next paycheck. Or we worry about that bill that we knew that we didn't have the money before we Christmas, that you know has come due, and you don't have no money to pay it back. We know that joy that we had, having our loved ones around the table, knowing they've gone back to their own ways, and it was just for a minute we had the opportunity to share a loving word with them. We found out, brothers and sisters, that life can steal our joy. But the world can't take away what Christ gives you. Christ gives us joy, brothers and sisters. You see, this joy that we have and the same joy that the wise men had experienced in seeing Jesus gives us a new outlook on life. You see, because if you have joy, it's understanding that nobody can take that joy away from you, and that joy radiates to other people that we come in contact with. And so when they are going through something and they know that you have gone through something, you still have joy, they want to know, what makes you so joyous? What keeps you so strong? Then you have to let them know that I've been through something. I've not had a whole lot of money, and I've lost a lot of things. I've been through relationships, and people have talked about me, and they have stabbed me in the back. But you know what? Jesus still has my back. We find out, brothers and sisters, we have a joy in knowing, as the scripture tells us, that we have a leader. It's not necessarily someone down in the state house here in North Carolina or at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Our leader is Jesus, because this is the one who has been promised to come and be with us. We have somebody who can lead us out of anything that we get ourselves into, whether intentional or unintentional on our part. It is a joy of knowing that no matter what you go through, you never go through it alone. When all your friends desert you, when your loved ones dump you, when you don't get that promotion at work that was promised to you, when even people in church let you down, is knowing that no matter what happens in your life, joy is understanding that I could still make it through because it is a Christ who has created me and made me and has made me whole. Brothers and sisters, and is knowing, having that overwhelming joy, that everything is in God's hands. It's knowing that no matter what the world tells us, no matter what we read in the papers every day, or no matter what we experience here, even in this state, it's knowing that everything is in God's hands. There is nothing that God is not in control of. And see, this is especially pertinent for those of you who are going through something right now. It's knowing that the outlook that you have on life may not be the best. The prognosis may not be in your favor. And the diagnosis is dire. But it's understanding that this God is the great physician. This God is a way maker. This God is the bright and morning star. This God is the Prince of Peace. It is knowing, brothers and sisters, today that we can have that joy just like the three wise men had back in that day. And it doesn't have to be just for a 40-day period. It could be all year long for the rest of your life. You see, there's a song we used to sing at camp all the time. I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. Brothers and sisters, today, understand, there is still joy in the midst of what you're going through in life, in the midst of the bills piling up, in the midst of what the doctor says, in the midst of broken relationships, in the midst of a broken world in which we find out that things are getting worse and worse every day, there is still joy. May you have that joy down in your heart. May you have that joy, that joy and that peace that nobody else can give you. May you have that joy today that no matter what you're going through in your circumstances, there is still a God who is your leader, still a God who loves you, still a God that will walk with you, still a God that has everything in the palm of God's hand. And when you have that joy, may you share that joy with somebody else. And the other thing I need to let you know too this morning, when you have that joy, you can't go back home by the same way. You got to go someplace else. You see, because remember, if they just went back home, the three wise men, and told everybody, they wouldn't have told anybody but their friends. But see, sometimes you got to go back home by another way. You got to encounter some other people who've been going through something who need a little bit of joy on the way back home. Some of you today, I know that some of you today, you're going to leave here. You're going to go get something to eat. And you know you're going to go the same way every time to get something to eat. Because we all need to eat, do we not? And you're going to go the same way. I drive this way, make a left, make a right here. But I encourage you today that as you leave today, go back home by another way. Why don't you stop and see that person that's been on your mind that you haven't seen in a long time? Why don't you go back and go to that person who wronged you, and y'all hadn't talked in years because of some little insignificant argument? Maybe you need to go and see that sick and shut-in person that you hadn't seen in a long time. Or maybe you need to make a new friend, someone that has been calling out on you that you haven't seen and said, I'm going to see you. I'm going to come and see you. You need to go back home and spread that joy to somebody else who needs it. Can't go back home by the same way, brothers and sisters. You got to go back home by a different way to spread the love and joy of peace of Christ to everybody that you see and even to those that you don't know. The star came, and when it stopped over that place, the wise man had overwhelming joy. May you have that overwhelming joy and peace in your life today as you go forth, that God will use you to bring somebody else into God's kingdom. Amen.
Amen.